This is the Aviat Merli of the 18th of August 2024. Original date, the 20th of February 2001. Shivajanti, a memorial of making a vow and totally surrendering oneself. Today, Father Shiva, the creator of the Trimurti, has come to meet his worthy of worship Saligrams. Today it is a meeting as well as a celebration. All of you have arrived here from all over the world with a lot of zeal and enthusiasm in order to celebrate Bapdada's birthday. You children say that you have come to celebrate the Father's birthday, and the Father says that he has come to celebrate the children's birthday. All of you have also come to celebrate your Alokic birthday. At no other time throughout the whole cycle can there be such a lovely and unique birthday. Throughout the whole cycle, did you see or celebrate such a birthday that is the same for the Father as for the children? This is because for the task of world transformation, together with Father Shiva and Brahmadada, Brahmins are also needed. A sacrificial fire cannot be successful without Brahmins. This is why the birthdays, the jantis of the Father and children are together. Children are congratulating the Father from their hearts, and the Father is giving each Brahmin child more than a multi-million times congratulations, as well as blessings from the heart for this Alokic birthday. Congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. Everyone then waved their hands. Very good. You enjoy clapping with one hand, not two hands. There is a lot of happiness, so you can't stop your hands. They just move automatically. In the world also, devotees celebrate Shiv Jayanti with a lot of splendour. However, their celebration is for one night without sleep, Jagran, or a fast for one day. You children have not had the thought of having a Jagran of sleep of ignorance for only one day. They have a Jagran, but you have also stayed awake for the whole of this one life of the confluence age that is like a diamond. You have awakened, have you not? You will not now go back to sleep, will you? Or will you fall asleep a little? Acha, you may not have fallen asleep, but perhaps you nod off. This staying awake throughout the night is such that you yourselves are awake and you also awaken others. In the life of this knowledge, to remain awake means to come out of the darkness and into the light. All of you like this spiritual wakefulness, do you not? What vows have you kept from the moment you took birth and celebrated your birthday? Do you remember them? You children say, let alone remembering them, our lives have become those of a natural vow. Our lives have become those of a pure diet, pure interactions and pure thoughts. These are not for just 1 or 2 months, but they have become such that we have instilled these vows into our lives. They have become natural. They have become our nature. You have made your nature that of purity, have you not? Has your nature become that, or do you have to make it that? It has become that, has it not? Simply nod in agreement, that's all. Has it become that? Has impurity finished in your nature and has purity emerged in your lives? You have now celebrated Shiv Janti and Salagram Janti that are as valuable as a diamond. The children everywhere abroad and in this land are also celebrating it at the same time. Bapdada is seeing that along with you and the Father, they too are all so happy. Today, as your memorial, devotees especially offer a sacrifice. All of you surrendered yourselves to the Father in your thoughts, words, and deeds. In memory of that, devotees don't offer themselves as a sacrifice, but they sacrifice a goat instead. Could they not find anything else? Could they only find a goat? You know the significance of this. It is because the greatest cause of body consciousness is the consciousness of I. My in Hindi is I. When you surrender the consciousness of I, it is then that you become Brahmins. So what does a goat do? My. So this is a sign of body consciousness of I. The consciousness of I, of body consciousness, is also very subtle and has various forms. The first consciousness of I is I am a body, I am so-and-so. Then, as you move further, there are different forms of I as you become trapped in relationships. Then, as you move further, there are the different forms of I of position. Even more subtle than that is the I of your own speciality, which brings you down from up above. Each of you has a speciality. Whether it is in a gross or subtle form, there isn't a single human soul who doesn't have a speciality. In this lifetime of knowledge too, each Brahmin definitely has at least one speciality. However, in the life of this knowledge, a speciality is a gift bestowed by God. It is God's gift. When you put the consciousness of I into the gift that God has given you, it becomes royal ego and the biggest consciousness of I. Therefore, you have already surrendered yourselves, but what do you still have to consider further? What do all of you teachers call yourselves? You are surrendered, are you not? Are all of you teachers surrendered? Acha, are those who are living at home with their families surrendered? Yes or no? You are surrendered. Are you Pandav surrendered? Very good. Congratulations. What are you going to do now? You have surrendered yourselves, and that is very good. Now, in the future, you have to check that. Should Baba tell you? You would say we are surrendered, so what else do we have to do now? One is to surrender, but after that there is total surrender. Especially underlined in total surrender is the surrender of your minds, intellects, and sanskars. This is because in order to move forward, you have to take fast steps in your efforts. You are doing that even now, according to the present atmosphere in your Brahmin lives, because the majority of you sitting here is of Brahmins. There is just an influence of waste on your minds, nothing bad, because all bad things have finished. However, according to the present atmosphere, wasteful and negative things influence intellects a great deal. And because of this, your power of realization to make accurate and true decisions decreases. There is realization through the understanding that, yes, this is wrong, this is not right. However, one is realization with common sense, and the other is realization with your heart. When you realize something with your heart, then even if the world changes, you yourself will not change. So you have been told about the mind and intellect. Now the sanskars. Because your sanskars are 63 births old, they have become natural. In other words, you say, this is not a mistake, but it is my nature. Therefore, after some of the old sanskars are erased and others are suppressed, they then emerge again. However, total surrender means that the motives and feelings in your minds for every soul have to be transformed. Bapdada refers to this as, no matter what souls are like, there will always be variety. This is the Kalpa tree, and if there were no variety in it, there wouldn't be any beauty. However, let there be good wishes and pure feelings for every soul. You even have to transform bad wishes into good wishes and pure feelings. Have good wishes for every soul, that they will definitely transform themselves. Don't think, this one is never going to change. Don't become their judge and make a judgment that they are never going to change. Since you have issued a challenge that you will transform the elements and make them Satoguni, then you have to do it. There is no question of whether or not they will become that, but it is you who have to make them that. You have underlined the words, have to do it. So, is it that the elements can change but the souls cannot change? Souls are the masters of matter. Matter changes and the masters don't. Why? So at the present time, the only service to do is the transformation of oneself, the mind, intellect and sanskars, the transformation of everything. Everyone is asking, what are we going to do this year? You have to do double service. First, totally surrender yourself. Surrender yourself to such an extent that your vibrations, atmosphere, company, cooperation of the heart and blessings of the heart help others to bring about easy transformation. You have to transform yourself to this extent. You have to surrender everything totally. This is one type of service, and the other is that of serving other people. As a result, it has been seen everywhere, in this land and abroad, that whatever service you Brahmin children have done, even in the villages, you have done it with love for the Father. Bapdada is giving many, many congratulations for that. What will you do in the future? Bapdada has seen that there is growth in the number of Brahmins, and there will be even faster growth. However, along with this, the service you have done that people like, the service that is taking place through the different projects, is very good. Now very good cooperative souls have become good instruments in different places. They are very good cooperative souls. They have taken one step of cooperation. They have put one foot forward. However, the other foot is to become an easy yogi and a karma yogi. A few have become karma yogis and easy yogis to some extent. This is the second stage. Now such souls have to play a practical part on the stage. A mic is always on a stage. Therefore they should become mics and definitely come onto the stage of service in a visible way. You are the mite and they are the mics. Just as Brahma Baba is the mite in the subtle form, who has made you children mics, in the same way now become the mite and prepare such mics. They are very good, there is hope for them and they can go fast. However, it is now necessary to increase your connection with such souls. They want to know what to do and how to do it. Become the mite and show them that, whilst keeping a balance of their worldly occupations and their spiritual service, they who have come last can go fast and come into the line of those who come first. There are such souls, they just have to be revealed. Simply stay in connection with them and give them a current of spirituality, the current of vibrations and the atmosphere, and also show them the way to become instruments to reveal that a balanced life is very good and easy. Is that all right? You have now heard what you have to do, have you not? Prepare small bouquets. Okay, not a big bouquet, but at least bring a bouquet of 5 or 10 flowers. They exist everywhere in Bapdada's eyes. Did you hear that? Did the Pandavas hear that? Very good. Double foreigners are not jumping but flying. So who will bring the first bouquet? Those from abroad or those from Bharat? Who will bring it? Or will both bring them at the same time? The bouquet from abroad on one side and the bouquet from Bharat on the other. Both bouquets will come onto the stage. Just as you celebrate this ceremony, so we shall then also celebrate that ceremony with both bouquets, one from Bharat and one from abroad. Is this all right? What do those from abroad think? Will you bring them in the next season? Will you bring them? Will those from Bharat bring them? Bring those who have a balance of their worldly and spiritual occupations. Not just those who have a Brahmin life like you, but both worldly and spiritual. Their impact will be greater. People will come to you for a drishti. Acha, what are you thinking, Janti? Are you thinking about names? Nirmala, Mohini, you are thinking about names, are you not? Look at the Pandavas here. There are fewer Pandavas in Bharat. They are all equal to Allah. Look, some are even sitting here. This is Brian sitting just in front, is it not? Speaking to Brian of Australia. A bouquet has to be prepared, does it not? There are very good souls. What is the name you use? NCO, National Coordinating Office, Acha. Those from the NCOs abroad, raise your hand. It is not easy to become an NCO. You will have to perform wonders. You can do it. It is not such a big thing because the land is now ready. The seed is already sown and it just needs to be watered with sustenance. The seed now needs the water of sustenance, Acha. Many teachers have also come. Congratulations to the teachers also. All of you have done service, have you not? So congratulations for the service. Acha. What is the condition of Gujarat? There has been a huge earthquake in Gujarat. The upheaval has started in Gujarat. There is a lot of upheaval in Gujarat, and even a little abroad. You are not afraid, are you? The earth is shaking, but your hearts aren't shaking, are they? The earth shook a little and some damage was caused. Those who have come from there, stand up. Those from Ahmedabad, stand up. Acha. Did your heart shake or did the earth shake? What happened? Did it shake your hearts a little? It didn't. You are courageous. Babdada saw that you children kept your record good by maintaining courage and keeping the Father's canopy of protection over you. None of you failed. All of you passed, some with less marks and some with more. It is number-wise everywhere, but you passed. Congratulations. Who has come from the most sensitive place? There was one person from Bhuj and another from a town nearby. Acha, you were with the one with 1,000 arms in Bhuj. Bhuja, it means arms. Acha, you passed that paper, you did it very well. In future too, don't fluctuate. This will continue to happen. Don't be afraid. There's a message there that it happens every day. Let it happen. Transformation has to take place. Nature will also do its work. Since human souls have made nature Tamoguni, she will do her own work in every game of the drama, and that too is a game. Whilst watching the game, don't allow your stage to fluctuate. Do not let external situations influence the original stage of Master Almighty Souls. Instead, become instruments to liberate souls from the distress in their mind, because it is only with meditation that you can finish the distress of minds. Doctors will do their work, scientists will do their work, and the government will do its work. Your duty is to finish distress and tension in their minds. Give donations of a tension-free life. Give cooperation. At present, this land and lands abroad are all cooperating and giving their cooperation, are they not? They are doing very good work. This shows that whatever land it is or whoever it is, they all have the love for the land of Bharat. They are all doing what they have to do, and you are continuing with your work. When there is a fire, firemen are not afraid, but they put out the fire. All of you are those who put out the fire of distress in people's minds. Acha. Gujarat is strong, is it not? You are under the canopy of protection of the one with 1,000 arms. Having seen this in Gujarat, wherever it now happens, you have now become experienced. Look, no one can disagree with nature. You can't say, come in Gujarat, don't come in Abu, don't come in Bombay. No, it is independent. However, all of you have to make your own stage unshakable and immovable and keep the lines of your minds and intellects clear. When your lines are clear, you will receive touchings. Babdada had told you earlier too that theirs is a wireless and yours is a viceless intellect. You will then very quickly and clearly be able to decide what you have to do and what is going to happen. You won't need to think, let's get out, let's sit inside, let's sit by the door, let's sit on the roof. No, your feet will only go where there is safety. And if you become too afraid, in fact, you shouldn't be afraid. But if you are very afraid and do have a lot of fear, then Madaban, the asylum, the home is yours. Don't be afraid. This is nothing. Now everything is yet to happen. Don't be afraid. It is just a game. Transformation has to take place. Not destruction, but transformation. The attitude of disinterest has to be created in everyone. Become merciful and use all the powers, and have mercy and give a powerful current. Do you understand? Are you able to stabilize your minds and intellects in a second? Stop, and they should stop. Now, in 1 second, let your minds and intellects be absolutely concentrated, a point. Merge in the point. Acha. At this point, Babdada conducted drill. To all the most elevated Brahmins everywhere, to the stable souls everywhere, who constantly have the determination to keep their vow, to the great serviceable souls everywhere who have total courage and enthusiasm for self-service and the service of benefiting people. Congratulations for today's Shiv Jayanti. The Jayanti is as valuable as a diamond. The Jayanti that is lovely and unique. And together with this, blessings, love, remembrance, and namaste. Blessing. May you be a truly loving soul whose heart remains filled with the Father's love and thereby stay free from all attractions. The Father gives all of you children equal love. But you children take that love according to your own capacity. Those who take the Father's love at the beginning of the day at Amrit Vela are not attracted by anyone else's love, because they have God's love in their hearts. If they do not fill their hearts fully with love, then because of having some space in their hearts, Maya attracts them with different forms of love. Therefore, be truly loving and remain filled with God's love. Slogan: those who fly beyond their bodies, the old world, and the old bodily relationships are said to be the residents of Indraprastha. Om Shanti. Notice, today is the third Sunday of the month, the day for international yoga. All Brahmin children especially sit in yoga tapasya from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. with the Merciful Father, in the stage of being Master Merciful, and give all souls the power of purity. Do the service of spreading pure vibrations into the atmosphere.